Welcome to this week's installment of AngryCast, the weekly podcast where we bitch about our customers because they're just too stupid to be allowed out in public. This week, we are going to discuss a lot of reviews. I have been getting a bunch of different Yelp reviews sent in, and even today. As always, I'm your host, the bunny with the weirdest butt ever. That makes no sense. The angry bartender. You can't see my butt. Sorry, guys. Draw my OnlyFans. And my co-host, as always, Smokey Sloth. What's up, Smokey?
What's up?
I just got out of Facebook jail.
Oh yeah, how was your stint in the clink?
And the clink, it wasn't bad. It was a 3-day stint. They actually held up to 72 hours this time. The last couple times they've not. Apparently, I can't add new supporters currently. But if you guys want to test that out for me, that's totally cool. For $4.99 a month, to get a bunch of different lives and posts and things that all the commoners don't get. Sorry, commoners. It really is only the cost of a cup of coffee. But we're going to jump into this thing. How was your week at work? Or I guess since last week, we had a whole ass weekend.
Yeah, the weekend was good. It was nothing crazy. Just kind of normal.
I have a one of the restaurants that frequent us once they close. They have a lot of J1. You can tell they're getting, like, they still don't tip very well.
Yeah.
Which is always weird to me. Because, like, you guys work for the same concept, which is, you know, working for tips thing. So, like, you can't, that's always the thing, like, you can't actually, like, say that you didn't know. Yeah. Bitch, you work in a restaurant. I know what you do.
I know what you
did. I know what you did last summer. you want to just jump right into this thing? If you guys got any questions or comments, pop them up, and we will do our best to go through those, throw them up. We are once again animated because it's just so much easier
so
for
much
us.
Easier.
So much easier when we're not wearing those friggin' masks. So I got one story for you, and this isn't for me. This is from a friend. They work at a chain restaurant, you know, and they're kind of strict with that in those places. And somebody ordered a drink, you know, it was like a Sex on the Beach or something. And they look over and they've given it, like, the bottoms of it, the dredges, if you will, to, like, their 7-year-old, like, grandson. So they go over and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? They can't drink that. There's alcohol in it. This is what this bitch says to them. It's okay. I drank all the alcohol out of it first.
Nope. That's not how osmosis happens. That's not how science happens.
I don't even know.
That's wrong on so many levels.
I drank all the alcohol out of it. Definitely is a brand new one for me.
I mean, I wish that was a thing.
When they told me that, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty clever, but you're making this up. And then they were with coworkers who were like, no, I was there. They said it. And I'm just like, yep, these are the people that we're dealing with. But, Smokey, you want to jump into some slides?
Let's do some slides. Let's slide into the slides.
Lead it off. Oh, this is my post. So this was actually a question I wanted to pose for you and everyone else. For those who have done both, and if you've only ever done one or the other, you know, you don't get to, your opinion's weird because you didn't get both sides of it. I know you serve food.
Yes.
Do you prefer it at the bar or do you prefer to just go straight alcohol?
I like food. I like food because I used to be a kitchen manager back in the day.
Okay.
So I like to talk food. And if anybody was listening to last week, the establishment that I work in currently has actually really good food. So, I mean, like, I enjoy talking it up to people. Like, we have a couple of different things that we cook in-house, like, a certain way, and it's just really fucking good. So, like, you know, I actually enjoy when people are like, what's good? Because I can actually talk to them.
Right.
I have worked in some places where the food wasn't the greatest, and they're like, what's good? And I'm like, I don't know, and I just kind of walk away, because
at least you're honest. I've seen the trend in people where they don't want honest answers. They all want the chain answers. How are you doing? I'm okay. Just okay? Oh, I'm fucking great, Barbara. I'm having the best fucking life ever. I'm sitting here serving you, your fucking sixth goddamn white Russian. You know, my life's going phenomenal. How are you doing, honey?
We did get rocked last night, and I made one of my regulars crack up because he came in, and I know what he's drinking, so he sits down. We're just completely blown away. Like, we're super slammed, but we're always super slammed on Tuesday. So we're just getting the shit kicked out of us. I put his drink down in front of him. He goes, "How are you?" And I go, "Who fucking cares?" And I just kept walking. He absolutely loved that answer.
I love that answer. Robert, your biggest fan, Smokey, so asks the question, restaurant with a bar or a drinking bar that serves food? I meant that as, for me, most restaurants, at least where I'm at, do offer alcoholic beverages of some sort, even if it's just bottled beers. For me, there's rarely a restaurant that, well, you know, if it's a restaurant, you're gonna serve food. So I meant it as a bar. You know, like, would you prefer to just be serving high volume or due to food? I like the food. Jonathan's actually was a, his comment is basically what I was going to say. Food helps with the drinks.
Yep.
Also brings the check average up, so
correct,
it makes me more money and it keeps people there. Like, we have people that come in specifically, like you do, just for our food.
Yeah.
And we serve relatively for the area. I think you said you do too, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
We serve the latest in the area that I'm in.
Okay.
So we get a lot of people that come off of work, and the only reason they're not there to drink, they don't want to drink. They might come in and have a beer.
Right.
But they're going to come in and have food and a beer. And the only reason that they're there is because we're the only place in the area that has food other than, like, Cookout or McDonald's or
right.
Whatnot.
And you obviously, I assume you mean places that people just got done serving. So you're getting 20-30% tips all day with that.
Absolutely, yeah. They're coming in, they're there for literally 30 minutes, they're in and out, and I'm getting 30% on top of it, so I love it.
Nope, yes, that's kind of good for me. Like, I get a lot of industry people late, and it's great. Jesse says, in New Zealand, you have to serve food at every place that sells alcohol. Where I'm at, you can get around it. It's a really weird, it's weird because, you know, it's not a thing until the police want to write you a ticket, is A, how I feel.
I was going to say, where I'm at, I'm pretty sure that's the rule.
We don't serve all night, though. You know, and it's like one of those gray areas, like.
It is, yeah.
Like, the local police isn't going to enforce it. They don't. They have other more pressing matters to deal with.
Yeah.
The group that does enforce it generally works a normal 9-to-5. So they're not coming in at 1 o'clock in the morning to check on us. There are also bars I know that get around it with just serving bags of chips.
Yes.
So, and then, nice timing. I hope I don't butcher your name. I'm definitely not going to try the last name, but, Plamen, I'm assuming that's Plamen, if I'm doing it phonetically, says, in UK, seems only clubs are doing drinks only.
I think that's what it is in my area. I think clubs can get away with not serving food, but you have to be like a nightclub or zoned as a nightclub or whatever.
Oh, I didn't even see. It's a little different here. The club I worked at here, they had to do. They did. They legit got away. Not even serving bags of chips from the bar. They just had a vending machine.
Mm.
It was like, oh yeah, you go get some. Go get some chips and an appy juice. Oh, man, I do need to post this. That reminds me. This happens to me, it seems, once every, like, month. No, that's way too much. This happens to me, like, once every 6 months. Someone comes in asking for apple juice and is really confused, disappointed, even upset. We don't carry apple juice.
We get a lot of families, and like I said, we're a bar that serves really good food. We are not a restaurant. We are a dive bar. And this happened like a couple of nights ago. You know, I had a family with children. They came in and they're like, "Cool." And one of the kids is like, "I'll have a root beer." I'm like, "Don't have root beer." I'm like, I'll have Dr. Pepper. Don't have Dr. Pepper. Well, what do you have? I have Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, ginger ale. There you go.
Right, it's a bar.
We're a bar. Like, I have alcohol, I have sodas for alcohol.
I remember first place I worked. We eventually changed. We got less trashy, I guess, is the best way to put it. We didn't even have Coke or Pepsi. We had, like, an off-brand called, like, Juicy Time Cola or something.
What do you have, RC?
Oh, man. RC would have been a step up, and it was like people would come in just to get a soda and drink, and it would be like, "Oh, what do you have?" And I'm like, "Cola, Diet Cola, lemon lime soda, and ginger ale." And they're like, "Oh, what brand? Cola." You know, and they're like, "How's it taste?" "Awful, but when you put a shot of whiskey in it, it's not the worst thing in the world." getting back to the food thing, Robert's like, "Yeah, let's just keep some pickled eggs around." Oh, God. We had the one guy, we had one story last week where someone was upset we didn't have bar snacks. And I'm like, you know, we're just coming out of a pandemic and it's still kind of lingering.
I was just saying, we're still technically in one, I'm pretty sure.
You guys really want, you should rip it into, you know, then I see the way people are walking around with no shoes on and it's like, ah.
Yeah.
I guess eating off of some peanuts some guy dirty grabbed already is not the worst thing.
Kids are out there still eating ass, you know, eating strangers' assholes. So I mean, like,
I can't eat raw cookie dough, but fucking this kid's eating someone's asshole. Fucking that's fine. And there we go, taking a turn again. Welcome to AngryCast for 3 weeks in a row. We're bringing up a butt in some way. Could be a butt plug, could be a fucking dildo. Now we're an ass. You're welcome, guys. Thanks for joining in. We're the humans that we are. The sky is furries. Getting back to Jesse's comments, so they're like, oh, I work in a strip club, so the rules are a little bent here. Yeah, most strip clubs I've been in, I actually feel the rules are a little questionable.
A little bit.
All right, let's get on to the, let's move on to the next slide. I don't even know what order I have these in. So, I'm kind of going into this blind, too. Next one I got is, oh, it's one of the Yelp reviews. Oh, God, and this one I actually posted today also, and I got some really feedback on it. You know, usually with some of these, I always question how people are going to react to it. This was someone's meemaw. Read it out loud while I,
All right, so it says, as a last-minute resort, me and my sister, should be my sister and I, me and my sister went to the Subway to get 63-foot-long subs for my grandson's confirmation party, and we had to wait for over an hour for the subs. Ridiculously long wait, and the lady who took my order seemed really annoyed with me. You think, Karen? You fucking think?
So many questions. As someone who was unfortunately raised Catholic, man, if my family's just getting me Subway subs for all that, I had to survive a gauntlet of a priest or seven? That's a lot of work, and you're giving me Subway? Also, so this was my comment, in quotes, as a last-minute resort. Like, you didn't know your grandson had a confirmation?
You knew this was happening!
Oh, man.
It wasn't a pop-up confirmation.
And then I got a little too... Then I got a little too angry at the church. Or did you assume that along with the lies and taking your money, the church supplied food for free? And then I finished with... And I really... I had worded this a little more harsh. And I was like, let's not get another Facebook ban.
Yeah.
So I was like, lady, the woman who took your order wasn't annoyed. She was just contemplating how to bring you closer to the Lord. I'm so much, like, there's so much here. And then, you know, something that didn't hit me in a lot of the comments touched on this. Took about an hour. The fact that Subway, and somebody has said, so this is a Subway which probably had 2 employees.
Yep. They were averaging a sub a minute.
A sub a minute.
That's fucking phenomenal.
That really is really fucking impressive. The fact that people... And I know this is a pre-COVID thing, because, you know, if you look at the data review, but the fact that people really think you could just roll in somewhere and have 63 subs.
I've walked out of a firehouse before, because kind of the same thing happened, and when I walked in, the lady behind the counter was smart enough that she knew what was going on and was like, hey, we just got rocked. It's going to be like 45 minutes to an hour until we can pump out anything else because we're just working on this big-ass order that we just got. And I was like, no, cool. I appreciate the heads up. Thank you so much for not letting me order. And then now I'm wondering why my one sub is taking an hour.
Yep.
Cool, I get it. But yeah, no, like, this is something that they should have had worked in.
Yeah.
You know?
My grandmother made sure everything was taken care of.
I've gotten a big order from Subway before. You call that in like a week, because for Thanksgiving, my old restaurant that I worked at was extremely busy. And instead of anybody working or eating the
staff
food that
meal.
They would just order Subway from us, or for us. But you put that shit in like a week ahead.
Conversely, I had a place that we did catering, and it says very clearly on the menu, must order this far in advance. This guy calls on a Sunday. On Sunday, we're running skeleton crew, like legit. It was just, we weren't busy on Sundays. One dude in the kitchen, this dude for his restaurant, he's like, oh, I'm the GM at so-and-so, and I'd like to get 5. Cool, like tomorrow? And he's like, no, today. And I'm like, yeah, so that is at least 24 hours in advance. He just couldn't believe it that I said no. And I'm like, yeah. So not only do we not have the product because it's Sunday,
yeah.
I have one guy in the kitchen. and he can't do this. Like, there's nothing. He's like, yeah, but I'm in a restaurant too. So you should understand.
Yeah.
He actually ended up placing an order properly, and I got the joy of having to deliver it because it was a Sunday on event. We were a skeleton crew, so I was like, yeah, I'll take it. I got this. Then he was bitching about the amount that he was like. It was like he got 5 items, but on the trays, we were able to fit, you know, like, we fit it on 2, basically, of these large trays. And I'm like, that's 3 of them, and that's 2. He's like, so there's no more coming? And I'm like, no. Like, dude, you work in a fucking rest? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, other people's kids. Moving on. I've got a couple really good ones. Friend of mine sent one in. I'm going to pop up next week. You guys throw in those Yelp reviews. Just if you get a ridiculous or obnoxious or just ignorant one like this.
I'm amazed. I really thought the Yelp thing died a couple of years back. I'm surprised that people are just getting hardcore reviewed again on Yelp.
I thought South Park killed it.
I thought South Park killed it with the boogers and cum.
Turns out a lot more people love boogers and cum than we thought.
Apparently.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, moving on from boogers and cum. We got, this was a message from a friend of mine. Just had a guy bitch that a pint of craft beer is $4. We're literally the cheapest place in town. I reply, a bottle of Bud Light is $4. My most expensive craft is $16. He'd have a coming to Jesus moment where
Like, one of my craft beers is $9 for a 12 ounce.
And then she finishes up with no shit. And at first he orders a Coors Light, which was 50 cents cheaper. Like, my cheapest craft is probably 5. That's for a 12 ounce. And calling that a craft is pushing it. It's a local brewery. You know, it is a craft beer, but not the way certain, you know, it wasn't a high ABV. It was just like a white ale or something.
Yeah, I have
$5.
I have a Hefeweizen on my tap right now. Yeah. That's $5 or $5.50 for a pint. I also have a stout that's a 12 ouncer. That's like a 10.5er. On tap right now, that's $9.50 for 12 ounces.
My one story I always tell, I worked at this bar forever, the prices. It was $1.50 for a draft of butter Bud Light. This girl comes up and she's like, how much is Miller Lite? And I'm like, $2.25. And then she's like, okay, I'll take a Bud Light. And like in my head, even like little 21-year-old me knew like, whoa. 75 cents is really going to keep you from the beer of choice. You clearly wanted a Miller Lite because you asked for it by name.
Yeah.
This is stopping you? Oof.
I get that constantly. I had somebody call in 2 nights ago because our wing prices went up, but we didn't change our wing prices online. So they placed an order. We told them the price. They agreed to the price. I said, cool, it'll be 20 minutes. Hung the phone up. 10 minutes later, they call up and they're like, going over the prices from the online menu.
Oh, God.
And we get to the wings and she's like, well, online, they're this. And I'm like, cool. If you paid attention to what the fuck is going on in the world around you, wing prices, a lot of places, are market price right now. This is our price. We've changed it on the menu. We haven't done it online. She was like, can I cancel them? I'm like, so you want to cancel the 18 wings that you just put in 10 minutes after you put them in?
Ugh.
And she's like, yes. And I'm like, fine. Okay. That's just peachy.
Yep. But it's always just fighting me when people are going to let 50, you know, like 50 cents alter their product of choice. The wings thing made me think of a time. Someone called me, asked how much, you know, a dozen wings were. And I told them, and they were like, do you know how much a dozen wings are at Buffalo Wild Wings? Swear to God, they asked me on the phone. And I'm like, no, but yeah, you could probably call them or maybe.
I would just run out of price.
Check online.
$69.50, dozen wings, Buffalo Wild Wings, all day.
Oh, man, and then they called back to, like, verify, like, I was, like, hey, I just want to double check how much the wings are there. And this is before everything shot up, too, so I imagine they're having the best time ever with their food choices. Next, we got another review. Oh, boy.
I actually saw this one.
I'll take this. I ordered 60 or so sushi rolls. Now, I took this as pieces. So, you know, probably 8 to 10 on a roll, you know, so I'm calling this about 6 to 8 rolls. They ordered this poorly because
there's no way that they ordered 60 rolls. Right. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Especially when with what this ends up being. So I ordered 60 or so sushi rolls because I thought they were in sale, but it turned out to be something else that was on sale. But anyways, I was also with my kids, so we were all eating sushi. And then they gave me the bill, and I saw it was over $100, which I didn't have. And since me and my kids had eaten 30 or so of the sushi rolls, I told the waitress I'd give back the sushi for a refund of all the sushi we didn't eat. She refused. It should be every restaurant's policy that the customer is always right. So then I had to leave my kids at the restaurant. Like, what are they, fucking collateral? That was someone's comment on the...
I would keep their those papers collateral.
Well, no, but like the fact they left.
Yeah, I would get them drunk while they're fucking.
He doesn't mean that. He does. I would never get those kids drunk. I would totally show them pictures of puppies and give them Red Bull though. So I had to leave my kids at the restaurant. I had to drive to the nearest ATM and get enough money for the bill. This is not okay. I will not be returning anytime soon.
Good. Thank.
There's so much. There's so much I want to go over with this. First, if you get eight sushi rolls would be about $100 to $120 for them.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know...
About $15 a piece, depending.
15 on the high end.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's going to be a couple that are like 8 or 10. So, yeah, I'm saying $100 is about right. The only problem is, for me, it's like $140, so I'm going to rip a bunch of sake. But start with that. Also, let me return the sushi I didn't eat. Like, oh, we're just going to mix and match the sushi that you and your kids' grubby little fucking fingers have been all over.
Right.
Because we know those kids aren't using chopsticks. And just, we're going to mix and match it, throw it back in the fridge, and sell it to someone later.
Yeah, I only ate half of my filet. Can I return the other half of my filet? Like, where the fuck on this planet would that work?
I think my indignation with this was like, please, this has to be fake. Like, there's no way this is real. But then a lot of the comments were just like, I'm not saying this is real because I didn't work there. But things like this happen. So they're like, your hope that this is fake? 50-50 odds at best. They're like, this happens way more than you want to think. People that think they can, you know, just leave whatever they go, I'll just return this. What is the male name for Karen? I do agree with Bree on this. That it would normally be Chad.
I always have used Chauncey.
Chauncey's a good one.
Chauncey's a great one. Because I know a couple of cool Chads. Chads are normally stupider and less Karen-y. Chauncey's are always Karens.
Do you know what I call male Karen?
What?
Karen. But if you want a male customer to choose violence, call a male customer Karen. It's double points if they're wearing a football jersey of a team that's not playing that day, especially during preseason. Because let me tell you, that's actual experience from last night. I do like Chad. I really like Chauncey.
I love Chauncey.
Can you just imagine some guy bitching and then going, hold up, Chauncey. So, over in the UK, they're calling them Daves.
Daves.
For me, it was always, you know, before the Karen thing, it was always like Bob. And I have a couple friends that are Bob that are cool dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. But you're like, Bobby.
Shit, in my bar, I have about 47 regular Bobs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Like, we have every Bob has an acronym after.
Everyone seems to like your Chauncey. I'm definitely stealing this line. Pull the dinosaur out of your ass, Chauncey. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Then again, I do have a friend that 3D prints Cocosaurus Rexes. So I kind of need to keep one at the bar just so I can be like, Chauncey, pull that Cocosaurus out of your ass. All right, sorry guys, we're getting excited. We're talking about more butt stuff and male Karens. We're getting weird here today. Oh my God. I'm telling you, South Park.
South Park, straight up.
Boogers and Cum song.
Well, also just referring to to Randy as Karen for the last, like, four episodes.
I've only recently been catching up on South Park. I didn't know Randy made a pot farm.
Yes, yeah, integrity.
Yeah, South Park has really taken some turns, and I'm here for it.
Oh, it's awesome.
So this is not bar-related, but since we were ripping into Yelps, I am always here for turning the t-shirts into... or putting the bad reviews on the back of a t-shirt anyway. But this was a review during the flooding. So if you guys don't know, Yellowstone flooded really bad. Like all the roads. I want to say this is like early this year. I want to say this was like summer of this year, maybe like early June. roads were getting washed out. People were getting washed out in cars. Like, it was dangerous. People were getting hurt. They have to shut the parks down. This is this review. Road trip of a lifetime fail. That's literally how they... So, are you reviewing Yellowstone Park or your whole road trip? Because if you're the one planning your road trip, I can see why. Anyway, one star. Road trip of a lifetime fail. Our dream road trip of a lifetime. We covered that with the title. Thanks, Chauncey. Months of planning. Thousands of dollars invested. Poor baby. 3,000 miles of driving, which I'm getting kind of called bullshit on. Where Yellowstone is, I don't think you can go 3,000 miles and not be in the ocean to any direction. I could be wrong on this.
I don't know geography that well.
I'm pretty good with it. I'm pretty sure east to west is basically 3,000 miles, so you're full of shit. Arriving at the gates of Yellowstone to find it closed. Priceless. Maybe check on these things?
What?
First?
Why am I getting...
National Lampoon?
Yes.
Wally World.
Sorry, folks, Wally World is closed.
Right? Did they kidnap John Candy and make him see the fucking geysers? Sorry, folks, Wally World is closed. We gotta move on. Move it along, kids. Like, okay, so, I'm weird. I vacation basically two very different places. One involves a theme park. You can check and see if these places are closed, if they have buyouts that week, because a lot of times, like, they'll do buyouts and they close a couple hours early. You can send them messages and, you know, they'll give you answers. You can do that for anywhere you're going on vacation for. Like, also, if this place is such a big deal, how did you miss the whole flooding thing? And I love how they do the, how they finish this. By an idiot. Hashtag, you can't fix stupid. I need to find what bar this is because I want to buy this shirt. I just want to walk around. I know it's not bar related, but the fact the bar put this in the back of theirs. I know it's weird. We had discussed, or maybe it was me on a live. People were talking about Yellowstone. Actually, I think we were talking about the flooding. People were talking about Yellowstone, and they're like, yeah, the tourists don't pay attention. A lot of times, we don't mean to do it, but we just laugh when they get gored by bison. Like, hey, please don't go near the wildlife. Oh, and it might have been Dustin on the live. They were like, people will try to sit their children on these fucking wild animals that are, they've got to be thousands of pounds, right? Like, a bison. Has to be thousands of pounds. Oh, man. Come to my bar. I'll find a bear to eat you. Don't threaten me with a good time. Miss Bree says there's an entire Facebook thread floating around where somebody made inspirational posters of bad reviews of national parks. Quotes like, there were bugs there. That's, I will try to find this. And this is back on the bison. He's, Dustin's like, they turn cars over. I want to find... The Yellowstone Park thread of just people acting like idiots.
Yeah. I'm convinced the way that I'm gonna die is by moose. there's no moose around me, but I'm pretty sure that's how I get 86 off this planet.
You're gonna find a wild moose just
somewhere
wandering a city. Because if anyone can do it, it's you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to find this. It's one of those. I've definitely got it saved. It's just saved so far back in all my history, it's going to be a bitch to find. One of the reviews was like, we went to a resort in Mexico. There was so much sand on the beach, and they wouldn't do anything to fix it. And I'm literally just, why is everybody speaking Spanish? We went to Mexico. There were a bunch of Mexicans there. If that's what I wanted, I would go to the Mexican restaurant around the corner of my house. This is ridiculous.
Zero out of ten.
You know who I am? I am Karen, and my husband is Chauncey.
Chauncey.
His father's a very big accountant. He does the taxes for the Queen of England's American cousin, Miguel, who weirdly is also from Mexico. I don't know why I went on a tangent there.
You went full circle.
I went full circle somewhere out there. So yeah, that's just further proof that people are fucking morons.
Yes, and I'm happy to see that. Well, I'm not really happy to see that everybody's dealing with these idiots, but it makes me feel a little bit better that pretty much anywhere you go, it's not just us that are dealing with these idiots.
I remember just like, oh god, like if you want to see the worst of the worst, that I think really it's just my own self-hatred that causes me to go to theme parks and amusement world theme parks. Because it's like, man, the way some of these people act, it's Jesus fucking Christ. People really think no one else matters but them. I'm staying on site Yes, I get that. You're definitely the, there's only one room in the hotel and it's yours. You're correct. All these other doors that are on the same hallway, fake. They're all cast members. That's where they change. And then all the elevator, it's only going up one floor. We tricked you. It's fake. I know you're on the 14th floor. It's actually the second floor. That's a secret we only tell really high-end customers. Chauncey, the Chancellor of Yelp, and his wife, Karen the Cum Dumpster, spelled with a K, which makes it totally socially acceptable. Gotta make it a short one this week, but it was action-packed. We went the full circle. We went to Mexico. We bitched about sand. We had someone's confirmation party. We ordered 60 sushi rolls, and we got to go to Yellowstone. And got told Wally World was closed. Well, me and Robert are gonna go eat some deviled eggs off of a bar top that hasn't been wiped down since 1937.
Nice.
And him and I are gonna be free and clear of every form of COVID possible.
I'm super happy that everybody took to the male version of Karen being called Chauncey.
Oh man, that might be a keeper.
I like
All the
that.
times I've done that post, I think that might be just Chauncey
I can't believe that we've never had this conversation because I've been calling like I've been calling them that for like 20 years now.
I picture the kid with like the khaki pants, open-toed sandals, maybe socks, definitely a pastel button-down or polo shirt. They definitely are gonna vacation together, all the Chaunceys. They're gonna golf somewhere. They're gonna be super cool, and you're gonna know that because they're gonna have the visors with the fake hair popping out the top.
See, do you watch Saturday Night Live at all?
Only on the rare occasion where you send me like a YouTube video from Saturday Night Live,
All
you're like, you
right.
gotta watch this.
So, Saturday Night Live on Weekend Update has a returning character called Guy Who Just Bought a Boat. And that, whenever I hear the name Chauncey, is that's the exact character that I envision when I hear that name.
Oh man, that's actually fair. Like, having known some people that their whole life's ambition was to buy a boat and they went down sinking with it. Well, thank you for joining in. As always, you can download this later to listen to in your car. Thanks, as always. I'm your host, Angry Bartender.
I'm Smoky Sloth.
Stay angry.
Stay smoky.